A good news reflection for Monday of the 28th week of Ordinary Time, and the memorial of St. Teresa of Jesus, Virgin and Doctor of the Church. Today's theme, what sign are you looking for? What kind of sign do you need God to provide so you can feel assured that your prayers are being answered? Reflecting on today's first reading from Galatians chapter 4, verses 22 to 24, 26 through 27, 31, and chapter 5, verse 1. Let's remember why Abraham had two sons. God had promised him one son born by his wife Sarah. But Sarah laughed at that idea because the signs of her aged body told her that she was long past fertility. Then as time went by without a miraculous pregnancy, both Sarah and Abraham took this as a sign that God wanted the baby to be born through human means, meaning through a surrogate mother, Sarah's handmaid, Hagar. This decision caused rivalry and animosity between Abraham's two sets of descendants. 4,000 years later, the Middle East is still suffering from repercussions of this decision. Hagar bore Ishmael, who married an Egyptian woman, according to the Bible. According to the Arabs, he also married a daughter of Sheikh Mudad, who bore Adnan, the ancestor of Muhammad, the founder of Islam. Muslims and Jews have been fighting each other throughout history. What if Abraham and Sarah had continued to wait for God to fulfill his promise instead of taking matters into their own hands? In the Gospel reading, taken from Luke chapter 11, verses 29 through 32, Jesus says, "This is an evil age. It seeks a sign." Why are signs evil? Because we invent our own signs. We seek signs that are not from God. What help from God are you still awaiting? What resolution to a problem? What new job? What reconciled relationship? Jesus says that He is the sign that we are given, and He is enough. He is the one who is greater than Jonah. The sign of Jonah was his emergence from the belly of the giant fish after 3 days. Jonah's mission after getting spewed onto the beach was to call the Ninevites to repentance. Jesus emerged from the belly of the earth at the end of his 3-day ordeal. His resurrection calls the whole world to repentance. Here is the sign we are given, and it's the only sign that really matters. Since God the Father raised Jesus from the dead, of course He will also give us the new life that we need. He will provide the right resolution to our problems, the job that's right for us, or the reconciled relationships. We fail to notice this sign, however, because God's timing is not usually the same as our preferred timing. While we wait, we take hope from any sign that pops up in our view. We make ourselves miserable and frustrated by trusting in what we see instead of keeping our eyes on Jesus. The storms in our lives could be as huge as a hurricane, but if we look for Jesus instead of signs that the storm is abating, we find Him in the eye of the storm. The moment we pull away from Him, we hit the hurricane's eye wall and it blows us off our feet. Keep your eyes on Jesus. And while you're waiting for relief from the storm, take a break as often as you need to. Go on a vacation or retreat. Attend an uplifting prayer service. Talk to friends who are filled with the Holy Spirit's upbeat inspiration. Go to daily Mass, and let that place be an oasis for you. This reflection was published by Good News Ministries of GNM.org, made possible by donors who support our mission of changing hearts for Christ. This and many other Catholic faith-building resources are available on our websites and can be delivered to you on your digital devices. Visit us on GNM.org today. God bless you with His abundant love.